The two things I heard, I blacked out for the rest. Javi's going to be their everyday shortstop, and Javi Baez is going to play in 2025. That's Evan Petzold on the morning show. Now, I'm broken on this topic. There is only so much toothpaste that is on a per-tube basis. I have hated Javi since before he signed here. Then he signed here and I went nuts. And he was terrible here and I went nuts. And then he came back again and nuts. And then last year happened, nuts. And then it was, okay, look, there's just no way he'll play in 25. It's just, it wouldn't happen. They made the playoffs. They got better once he was gone. They can give Trey Sweeney a run. Maybe they'll sign a veteran. I don't know. They'll just figure it out. It won't happen. It was copium. Guilty.
It was.
Guilty.
I think we all were there.
So now you are hit with the audio from Evan Petzold. And Javi's going to be your starting shortstop to start the season. Now, that doesn't mean all year. But I know Rico subscribes to the same thing I do. Is every day you play him, you're helping the other team. Now, then we get to a question of, okay, so I have to what? Hope he becomes a guy he hasn't been in 4 years? If you want to say the couple months he was with the Mets, fine. But primarily, I got to hope for a guy who's been dead since before COVID. Guys, what is your reaction knowing that, call it 5 of every 6 games to start the year? That's what a starter at the position plays. 5 times a week, it's Javi. What is your reaction to that? And again, don't take my lack of anger as I don't care. Oh, I care a lot, but they broke me. I want to congratulate the Detroit Tigers. They have broken me. Their level of DGAF has broken me to where I am now on the Rico chart of mourning, grieving. I'm in acceptance phase. I know Nona's dead and she's not coming back. I know Javi, in this case, is Nona. I know I have accepted that this is my fate. This is just what it's going to be. And I don't know what to do.
Yeah, because it's not like you start the season off with a bunch of cupcakes.
I'm not even playing the schedule game. Okay. It's immaterial. Okay. If you are put in a spot, Rico, where Javi, can he be anything other than historically bad?
Yes, we've reached the point, Mike, you've hit acceptance. You would take 40 cents on the dollar right now. You would take, you know what, just be slightly okay. And you would be fine with that. That's where you are. It's you've been beaten down, and I get it, because he's not going anywhere. And you can get angry, and you can yell, and you can scream. And you got to move him. You got to buy him out. They're not. And to hear what Evan said, well, you know what? He's going to be starting. And Trey's probably may not be on the roster because, as I told you, I'm not saying Sweeney's just Hall of Famer, but he's young. And, yeah, he would be limited because.
But there's hope.
And that's it.
That's all. Watching Trey Sweeney fail, I can live with that.
Right.
I don't know how much more I'm supposed to watch Javi. And I think, look, the one thing it sends me back to is their inability to sign a single major positional player this offseason. Please do not sell me Gleyber Torres. Gleyber is here because he turned down more money because no one else wanted him to play second. Washington didn't. They demanded he play third. The Yankees were so annoyed with Gleyber that when they traded for Jazz Chisholm, he decided, I'm not moving positions. That's why the Yankees didn't invite him back. So I don't consider Gleyber a major addition. And we're sitting here now and going, wow, they're really going to run Javi out there. So I wanted to ask people, it's March 5th. We've still got time. But when Evan Petzold says it, I'm going to listen. He's done a very nice job on the beat. And I just can't muster anger anymore. It's more just me. What am I supposed to do? Sound like Christian Bale? I can't. I've done it for years. I'm done. I can't do derangement syndrome. So it's like, all right, can he just not kill us? Can he just be a zero? Not a negative, just be a zero.
And that's what I said. Right now, you're willing to take 40 cents on the dollar.
But just it does hurt something. My ability to view the Tigers as a serious baseball team. That's my problem. And then you see the win totals for the division where basically all four teams are 82.5. It's wide open. It's there for you.
And it's why you get angry because a series could be the difference between winning the division and being in last place in the division.
Yes. Kenny, go ahead, buddy.
I'd like to welcome you to the acceptance phase, Mike, because I've been here for a while. The second that Javi started rehabbing, I was like, they're not going to buy him out. They're not going to get rid of him. They're not going to cut him or sit him or bench him. We're going to see this guy starting on opening day. And you're right. I don't think a serious organization that's serious about winning puts this guy at shortstop. And you know what else? You asked if he could be better than the worst in the league. Yeah, he could be just regular bad. I think that's our ceiling for Javi is
but,
regular
but you
bad.
Don't, I don't hear anger in your voice.
No, because I've accepted it. I was angry a while ago.
So exactly. You've accepted it. I've accepted it. I don't hear Rico yelling.
I accepted it a long time ago.
So let me ask a question. Are we suckers? Like, did we give up the ship too soon and accept this? Am I supposed to be throwing chairs across the studio?
No.
I guess I'm just so broken because the organization has so defiantly and so brazenly just kept this guy around. I don't know what to do anymore.
Let me help you with that, Tito. No, you're not. Because when you saw it was addition by subtraction when he went and got the surgery done and the team caught fire and oh my goodness. Well, they can't keep this up. Well, actually, they did all the way. They won a series. You know, they're two games away from playing the Yankees. And then you bring them back. And it's like, well, why? You saw what the future could look like. Nah, we know better. Javi.
I want to hear from Tiger fans on this. 248-539-9797. And again, I apologize if I'm simply not doing my job. I don't have it in me anymore. They've broken me. This Baez thing, it's so unbelievable. I guess I'm in shock. I'm Terrell Dortch in the end zone at Wisconsin in 2001. I'm in shock.
Nope.
I can't be angry.
We're not bringing that up.
Don't look that highlight up.
No, don't.